A welcome from CEO Tom Wright. The approximate length of this recording is 4 minutes. A welcome from Tom. I want to start my welcome greeting by saying how incredibly proud I am of our staff and volunteers for rising to the challenge that COVID-19 has presented to our charity. The global coronavirus pandemic has prompted us to do things we never thought possible or that we had never considered before, at a much quicker pace than usual. I'm extremely grateful to everyone in the hashtag Guide Dogs family for pulling together and demonstrating such brilliant innovation. I would also like to extend my condolences to those of you reading this who've lost family members and friends during this unprecedented time. I am aware of Guide Dog supporters, service users and volunteers who are no longer with us. Their loss will be felt, and we are incredibly thankful that they have been a part of our charity. Of course, ours is a family that is hugely affected by government guidance to stop the spread of COVID-19. People with sight loss are obviously more reliant on touch and physical contact than the sighted public, and so measures such as social distancing have meant that we've had to rethink how we deliver our services and keep operating. In just weeks, we launched our COVID-19 sight loss information line, offering advice and support to people with vision impairments or their families. We also switched our MyGuide sighted guiding service to a telephone service to keep everyone safe. Our campaigns and public affairs team noticed that people with sight loss couldn't get priority online grocery delivery slots as they were not included in the government's list of vulnerable shoppers. The team quickly swung into action, petitioning the government to change this. And at a time when it's incredibly important to stay informed in an ever-changing situation, our digital team has kept our website up to date with the latest about how coronavirus is affecting guide dogs. I urge you to keep visiting www.guidedogs.org.uk/COVID-19 for the latest. It's hard to remember a time before coronavirus dominated our lives. Back in December, I attended the funeral of Major General John Groom. I'm sure some of our long-standing volunteers will remember that Major General Groom was Director General of Guide Dogs between 1983 and 1989, and we have his obituary on track 3 of this CD. In the last edition of Forward, I mentioned that Dolly, the black Labrador puppy walked by my family and I, had joined our breeding stock as a future guide dog mum. She came into season just as lockdown started, so we couldn't let her have a litter this time round. But I know that, like many other things right now, this is just a postponement. There will be plenty more chances for her to have a litter of life-changing guide dog puppies. Speaking of the future, next year will be the 90th anniversary of the UK's first guide dog partnerships. There are exciting plans developing, and we'll be celebrating accordingly. With best wishes, Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive, Guide Dogs, at TOMWRIGHTUK on Twitter. Included here is a photograph of Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive of Guide Dogs, wearing a jacket and tie and smiling at the camera.